Senator Ellinger on the line.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Aaron.
Hello, how's the toothache?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good.
I found this morning's paper that you had a toothache.
Oh, I just had a little filling came out.
Well, I tried to get you the other day, and all the lines were busy, and I abandoned it.
Well, I've been...
I've been very busy going over the state.
Yeah?
And I'm proud to say that our section of the country went well for you, except I was disappointed in New Orleans.
Yeah?
You know, in 185,000, 60,000 votes, you topped Goldwater by only barely 1,000 votes.
I'll be darned.
In my own parish, Terrebonne, we topped that two times as much.
Well, I'll be darned.
The third district went for you almost your national average. That's where I live.
That's good. Well, that's wonderful, Alan. I'm sure glad I didn't know how the state broke.
I tell you, that northern part, as well as the Florida parishes, you know, that Negro question was dominant.
That's right. And I can understand it. I knew it was awfully near impossible.
But I was really disappointed in Orleans Parish, where I talked to Boggs the day before the election. He said everything was hunky-dory, but it didn't turn out that way.
Yeah.
I don't know what caused it.
Well, we'll just have to work on them.
Well, I hope that you take a good rest and that you don't rush yourself into more work until January.
I'm not. I'm going to take it a little easy.
I wish you would.
I'm going to take it a little easy, my friend.
If there's anything I could do to give assistance on your foreign policy, I'd like to talk to you sometime about it. And
all right. We'll sit down.
Business is pretty rough.
Yeah, we'll sit down. What do you think we ought to do in Vietnam?
Well, if it were left to me, as I said on many occasions, it's my belief that this is more of a civil war than anything else. It has been that way for the past 7-8 years. And there were a lot of dissidents that grew up there, and in my estimation, DM, of course, didn't try to take care of those two pockets that gave us the great trouble we had later. Now, of course, I've got all my reports, Lyndon. I'd like to go with it over you personally when I have a chance.
All right.
Before anything is done there, because it's going to be another second Korea, you know, and our army people tell us we can't get out of there now. We've got to stay there, and we're spending quite a bit of money there, as you know, and sustaining two divisions there, and if we don't mind out, we'll have another second Korea in South Vietnam.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, and another thing, Lyndon, is the fact I noticed where Rusk is in Western Europe with the NATO. I believe we've been a little too liberal there, and we ought to try to make our allies a little more conscious of what they ought to do before we go any further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, those are things I don't want to bother you with them now, but I've studied that carefully. I've been on the ground. I know what I'm talking about, I think. And as I told you 2-3 times, I think we have entirely too many military missions abroad. These military missions, you know, keep things stirred up, and it's my belief that you could save money there and help out a lot.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll get together when we get back.
Okay, and...
Thank you for calling me.
All right.
I sure enjoyed seeing your grandsons, Alan.
Well, I tell you, they're very proud of that. They're fine boys.
I enjoyed being with them.
We're going out fishing this afternoon.
Well, good luck to you.
Good.
Bye.